Now, a lot of people have been reporting weirder than usual dreams during the pandemic. Now, you might counter that dreams are known for being weird, but actually research shows that most of our dreams are pretty boring, mirroring what happens in our day-to-day lives. So these extra weird pandemic dreams are out of the ordinary. A new theory says that the bizarre dreams might actually serve a purpose, helping our brains learn better. Jim Davies is a professor of cognitive science at Carleton University in Canada who studies dreams and wrote a book on imagination. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there. Nice to be here.
So dreaming, is it just random stuff or do we think it serves a purpose?
Oh, God. Nobody knows. You know, it's hard to, you know, if we everybody dreams and, you know, almost every animal dreams even. And so to say that it has no purpose is probably wrong, mm-hmm. but you know, we don't really know what that purpose is.
Is this a thing? People's dreams have been getting weirder during the pandemic?
Yeah, there've been reports of that. And it's not really clear why. I mean, there is a theory that has an explanation for why, but it's a very new theory. And I just should say at the outset that one of the really cool things about dream research is that nobody agrees on anything. The theories, like, we don't really know how dreams are made, what they're for, why they are the way they are. We have some very interesting theories, but there is no scientific consensus on what's right. And there are going to be some breakthroughs coming, hopefully in the next 30 years or so.
I want to check out that theory. You wrote about it online. Tell us about this idea of why we might have extra dreams when our lives are, you know, sort of boring and you know, not that interesting.
Right. So as you mentioned in your introduction there, most dreams are pretty boring. And the reason they don't seem that way is because we don't tend to think about them very much when they're boring. But when you carefully study the content of dreams, and you do that by putting them in a sleep lab and waking them up periodically and say, hey, what were you dreaming? A lot of them are just like, I was waiting in line. I was like trying to organize cards. You know, the reason we think they're weird is because we tend to think about and repeat and tell people about the weird dreams, right? So I had a dream once that I went to a guy's funeral and all of his toes were in little tiny coffins. Now, I've told that dream to people like 50 times. So, of course, I remember it really well. And I don't remember the boring dream I had of just, you know, running away from some scary guy. But we do have bizarre dreams once in a while, right? And what's curious is that we don't really notice, most of the time, we don't notice that they're bizarre while they're happening, right? So these are just some of the facts about dreams that the theories have to contend with.
What would
anyway,
be
so the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this new theory of dreaming, it says that that we do dream about weird and unusual things to keep us from doing something called overlearning. And overlearning is a concept from the new wave of artificial intelligence called deep learning, which is basically you know, when you give a neural network a lot of data, if you let it run too long, it will overlearn, which means that it will basically memorize the training set. And it won't generalize very well when you give it something new, right? It's almost as if you teach somebody to recognize a Macintosh by looking at a bunch of Macintoshes that have a scratch on it. And it comes to think that if it doesn't have that scratch, it's not a Macintosh, right? That's kind of what it's like. So the idea is that similar to the way we deal with this problem in artificial intelligence, that your mind is creating unusual things you have never and probably never will see to keep your mind from getting a little too crystallized and overlearning what you've experienced during the day.
So it gives us practice dealing with different stuff.
Yeah, and practice, the practice theory of dreaming is in several other theories too, that we're practicing for dangerous situations or we're practicing for social situations in a safe environment to do so. But what those dreams kind of rely on dreams being realistic. This new theory actually is the first that has a reason why they're sometimes weird.
I want to ask about how hard it is to study dreams. Because I know when I am waking up from a dream, there's probably a period where I'm full on dreaming and then I'm halfway awake and trying to make sense of the dream. So I don't know, by the time I'm awake and telling you about my dream, it might not resemble that original dream that much at all. How do you sort that out?
It's a huge problem, right? And the reason it's very hard to study, and mostly because it's expensive. You have to have a sleep lab. You have to hire people to stay in the sleep lab all night, like scientists and participants. You got to wake them up constantly and ask them what they're dreaming. And even when you do that, you know, by the time you've said two sentences, you've forgotten a lot of the dream, right? So it's very, very hard to study dreams There's also just not a whole lot of interest in it. I mean, it's something that people love to talk about. Every time I give a talk on imagination, half the questions are about dreams. But scientists are not super interested in it. There are a few people doing some really great work. So yeah, it's expensive. It's difficult. It's difficult to measure. And it's like, so, I mean, you could dream about somebody you haven't even thought about in 15 years. So, you know, trying to come up with a theory of dreaming that applies to everybody when we don't even, you know, it seems like sometimes the things you dream are so idiosyncratic to the way you are that, you know, psychology is about coming up with theories that apply to everybody. And it's just been proving very hard to do that.
But a few minutes ago, you said you're hoping to see some big breakthroughs in the not too distant future. Given what you just said, why are you hopeful?
I'm probably unrealistically optimistic, to be honest with you. But, you know, we're increasing the number of scientists, right? And I think dreaming, there are a whole bunch of things in psychology that used to be kind of taboo that are now less taboo. Creativity, consciousness, love, dreaming. A lot of these things are now respectable research areas. And as new people enter the field, they're going to feel, welcome to study those things. So I'm really hoping that there'll be more research on it. I mean, given that we spend a third of our time sleeping,
yeah,
it's amazing how little research and how little we understand sleep and dreaming.
Well, now you had Freud, right? He spent a lot of time thinking about dreams in a very particular way. I don't know, why did we fall? Is it his fault? Did we fall out of love with dreams because of Freud? Or why did we stop studying it?
That's an interesting question. I don't really know if that's the case. I know that Freud, for scientific psychology, he made a lot of things taboo because he wasn't really a scientist. Like he was a theoretician and he came up with a lot of very interesting ideas, and he's a great writer. And he captured the public attention and a lot of intellectuals at the time, but scientific psychology sort of left him behind. So, you know, even though he's had a very big influence, particularly on the value of the unconscious, that's an interesting idea I've never really thought of before, that maybe Freud's emphasis on dreams has made it taboo. It could be.
Do you have any advice as you leave us for how we can, I don't know, think about our own dreams? And even if we can't figure out why they're there, maybe use them to inspire our own creativity and imagination?
Well, I think a really exciting thing is if you can have a lucid dream, which is where you sort of are aware in your dream that you are dreaming. And that's very hard to do, but there are things you can practice to try to make it happen. None of them work very well, I'll just say out front. But one of the things that I like is if you see some text, you look away and you look back, does the text say the same thing? So one of the reliable things about dreams is that text tends to change and technology doesn't work super well. So if you look at your watch or whatever, so if you just make a practice during the day, if you see a street sign, you look away, look back. Is it the same street? If it is, you're not dreaming. That might seem a little bit silly, but the idea is you get into a habit of that. And then in your dream, if you do it, you'll suddenly realize you're dreaming, and you'll go lucid. And once you do that, you can explore fantasies, you can fly around, you can practice basketball, and then it'll work. Like practicing things in your dreams has proven to improve your performance in real life.
I'm so going to try that, Jim. Thanks for joining us today.
You're so welcome.
Jim Davies is a professor of cognitive science at Carleton University in Canada and author of the book Imagination. He talked to us about what might be causing weird pandemic dreams and the function they might serve. Producers, if you really want to mess with me, keep changing the script on my screen here so every time I look away it's different. Then I'll think I'm dreaming.